Yeah, well, the idea was born at least 6, 7 years ago when under as my role as the Livelihood and Economic Independence Director at the Office of the Treaty Commissioner here in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, we decided to embark on building new relations with the business community in Lloydminster. So I went to the Chamber of Commerce, built a network and contacts with the city leadership, city government leadership, and the business community through the chamber, and away we went. So convinced them that we should have a conference in that region. This is when oil was at about $100 a barrel. Things were booming. It was like a mini Fort McMurray. So we thought it was a good city to target and to work with. And here we are going into our annual here this coming month.
So, what is going to be happening this October 12th?
Well, on October 12th, we'll start off with a pipe ceremony, give thanks to the Creator for the day and the event, and we'll get right into presentations, grand entry, of course, incorporate some of our Indigenous culture into the conference, and we have Zane Hansen, the CEO of the Saskatchewan Indian Gaming Authority, will be speaking at 9:30, followed by another speaker representing the Saskatchewan First Nations Economic Development Network. Sean Sunyas, the Executive Director, will be presenting, and of course, industry will be there, a company called Beretta, and then our keynote speaker just prior to lunch will be Chief Tammy Cook-Searson from the Lac La Ronge Indian Band, has confirmed, and she'll be presenting, talking about the journey that First Nation, which is one of the largest in Saskatchewan and very successful in terms of business development, will be sharing the story and their journey. So that's basically the plan for the morning.
Yeah, so you really want to connect business communities with Indigenous communities.
That is correct. That is correct. There has been some before. We know that. Kudos to the hard work by communities led by Onion Lake and Frog Lake, Thunder Child, and others in the immediate area. And there's Métis communities further north as well. So, but there are other First Nations in the region that spend a lot of money in Lloydminster. And we figured, well, we can't just be consumers and dropping money in a community like that. We need to start figuring out ways to engage with the business community at large so that we can become not just customers, but actually business partners. So that's kind of the theme, I guess.
Well, it's a new environment when it comes to Indigenous peoples in business. Of course, business communities need to know about this, and this is a great opportunity for them to see it.
That's correct. And we're emphasizing, picking up on the themes of the TRC report, Calls to Action 92.
Oh.
And that speaks volumes in terms of urging both communities, the Indigenous community and non-Indigenous community, to work hard at improving relations and figuring out ways that figuring out better ways to do business, not just be, like I said, consumers, but to be business partners, to be business owners, equity owners, and so on. So again, the afternoon of the 12th of October will be what we call the Indigenous Business Connections event, whereby interviews will be set up in advance of business-ready corporations or entrepreneurs, maybe sole proprietors that are ready to do business with each other. So that's going to be set up in advance, and we look forward to some of the outcomes there.
Where can businesses get information about the October 12th Economic Partnership Summit?
Well, they can contact the Lloydminster Chamber of Commerce, and there is a website, www.economicpartnership.ca.
All right, fantastic. Milton Tatousis, thank you for joining the show today. Hi.
Very good. Ginnanaskum tanaw. Thanks for having me.
Aha, eksemaga.
Ekste.